Unit 73, Riding the Desert Camel. Mention camel and we quickly think of the desert, usually the Sahara Desert of North Africa. But did you know that the camel was native first to North America? This was 40 million years ago. The camel probably got to Africa by migrating to South America. This was a large landmass that broke in two, the eastern part we now call Africa. The journey took millions of years. Camels stand 6 to 7 feet tall and weigh up to 1,600 pounds. They have long, strong legs and powerful muscles. A camel can carry as much as 1,000 pounds for a short distance, but for long distances, its typical load is about 400 pounds. When a camel walks or runs, both legs on one side of its body move forward at the same time. Then, the legs on the other side swing forward. This leg action makes for a swaying, rocking motion. Some riders get seasick. This may be part of the reason that camels are sometimes called the ships of the desert. A camel's back is broad. It is too broad to let both of the rider's feet hang down. There is no use for stirrups. Well then, how do you ride a camel? Camel drivers teach you to wrap one leg around the saddle horn, then tuck the foot beneath the other leg. Let this leg just dangle, or you can wrap both legs around the horn and sit cross-legged. As for your hands, you can hold the reins gently. But if the going gets rough, you can clutch the saddle horn in desperation. Once you get used to the camel's constant rocking gait, then you can almost be lulled to sleep.